We're on.
We're on?
Yes.
Convene the special meeting for the Siskiyou County Air Pollution Control District. That actually work?
There we go.
Yeah. These are new and they work?
They do.
Holy cow.
As long as they got batteries, we're good.
We'll do flag salute. Ready to begin?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
About a roll call, maybe.
All righty. Okay. Director Vella.
Here.
Director Lucchese.
Here.
Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
Director Ogren.
Present.
And Director Kopseff.
Here.
And it appears we have Supervisor Howard, Director Haupt, absent.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. We're at item three, presentations from the public. Please note this time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. Any public comment?
I have no cards.
Seeing none out in the audience and none online?
None online.
What a deal. So we're at item four. This is a public hearing. We're going to open the public hearing for consideration of adoption right of the fiscal year 2025 recommended budget as presented.
That's correct. So I guess we're...
You're on staff report? How's that?
That sounds good. Thank you. So this is the first time that the Air District has presented its budget as required by law to the district board for approval. So there may be a few snafus. We've been working pretty hard at this, to say the least, and I'm going to do the best I can. So in your packet, you have some summaries in there with some pie charts, which we're going to look at the first one now. Page down.
Oops.
Page down.
I did, but it didn't.
Page down. Right there.
Oh, that one.
Should work. Oh, shut the door. God, it's all messed up again.
Shut this?
Yeah, shut that, and it will mess up that. Hit page down now and see what happens.
Well, now we got that thing in the way again.
Well, close it.
Close what?
Or minimize that
just
on the
just
screen.
Just shrink it.
On the main,
oh.
On the little laptop.
There
you go.
There.
Oh, you
there.
Found it.
Oh.
Perfect.
That.
I don't
now
know.
Try page down.
The mouse on the screen, I followed it.
Let's see if we can do page down now.
Okay.
If you click on the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Picture.
So click off the side, yeah, click that.
No. Click where?
Right there.
Yeah. Right there.
And now hit down.
Boy, pretty
clearly nice. I've done this a lot.
Okay, the first section is a fund balance, and I'm going to go through that. Air Pollution has a fund balance of $58,087. The Carl Moyer Program has a fund balance of $638,735. Can you guys hear me without this microphone on?
You can turn it on. That should be working.
And I'm going to blow everybody.
There you go.
There
you got
we
it.
Community air protection is $317,356. ERA, IRA, EPA, IRA grant has $357,992. The farmer program has $21,693. Geothermal has $995. PM2.5 monitoring program has $79,548. The prescribed burn smoke management program has $177,966. And the wood smoke reduction program has $473,706. The total fund balance is $2,126,078. And as you can see, how it's divided up in our little pie chart there. I would like to mention that the farmer program, his residue money from the program was funded last year and is unlikely to be refunded. We will be spending that money down this year. Geothermal is going to go away completely. The geothermal wells and permits have been abdicated, and they're no longer paying any fees whatsoever. And good things, we're going to have another $200,000 for our coral moisture program for year 28 coming up. We have a new specialist, Eric Ruskovo specialist, that's been a very good job of lining people up for all these programs that is mentioned, by the way. Oh, I forgot to mention the chief fiscal officer for the Sioux County Air Patrol District, Diane Collier. And if you have any particular specific questions, I'm going to refer you to her. She was instrumental in putting all this together.
We're actually going to have $400,000 for Comar.
We're going to have $400,000. Oh, so I was off a little bit. That's even better. Okay, revenue on that revenue sheet.
You don't have to read them all off. I mean, we can see it.
Okay, so you can look at the revenue. Any questions about revenue? Revenue or comments? Hearing none, we'll go to expenses.
Explain the geothermal. What is that going away?
Yes, it is. So the geothermal wells were never approved to make electricity, and there was a lot of fight in court over the ability to actually put plants in place up there, and they were paying permit fees and taxes on those, and they quit paying the taxes and challenged the fact that they needed to pay taxes. They kept paying their permit fees, which brought in a little bit of money for a few years, but right now everything is done. There's not going to be a geothermal plant up there, and they have capped all those wells off, and the permits have been abdicated. Unfortunately, that's kind of unfortunate. Any questions on revenue?
Jim, I just do have one quick question. So the Carl Moore program, that is for this year, and that $400,000?
No, it's numbers of years. We get $200,000 per year without having matching funds. And we've had trouble getting the Moyer program operational with new people and retirements going on. And so we have leftover funds. Currently, I think not 100% of what you're looking at there has already been allocated to projects that will be spent replacing older tractors and things like that that have high emission rates with newer technology that doesn't have that. We're a little leery about supporting 100% electric in Siskiyou County. A couple reasons for that. The length of travel for most things is pretty limiting. Recharging is another limiting factor in some of our rural areas. And the other thing is it's a little bit hard to get charged up when you're in Timbuktu in Siskiyou County. And so that limits to who can actually benefit from an electric vehicle. If you were driving around town all day and there were plenty of chargers around, well, we would benefit from that, but right now we're not. Okay. So we've been looking at alternative emission, reduction methods, which are Tier 4 better diesel engines and other propane, other fuel sources, mostly.
Thank you.
Any other questions on revenue? Expenses? So those expenses are generally associated, lots of those expenses, not all of them, of course, are associated with our program outlays.
So you're spending down fund balances?
We're spending down fund balances. The next time I come and talk to you about the funding of the Air Pollution Control District is going to have a much drastic, smaller numbers.
Gotcha.
Going forward. Which means that your constituents will have some benefits in hand. And in the summary, you can take a look at that.
In the budget summary, I think that you should have minuses in salaries and benefits and expenses instead of a plus you're adding up. Is that correct?
I just had a discussion with her about that.
Okay.
So the reason she did that, I'm going to
I mean, I see why they're there, but they just need to be made.
So the actual number would have been $337,407 to the good if we did it like you suggested.
Say that again,
$337,407.76 to be exact.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And what is the Air District's reserve policy? Is it the same
we
as
we don't
the
have companies? A reserve policy.
Okay.
We're supposed to spend every penny we get. I'm kidding you. That was a joke. The Air District is poor. I just want you to realize that. Okay. We are scraping by taking every grant we can possibly get our hands on, diverting some of the admin monies into salaries, which is legitimate. And it's a little challenging because we're having to allocate our employees to those programs. We have plenty of grants to do that right now, but it's a little worrisome in the future, so we'll keep you posted. Having the geothermal as a backup was a very great advantage for the Air District. It would be nice if we could figure out something similar to keep the Air District afloat in the future.
Yeah. Do we have any other geothermal besides where the controversy was?
No, not yet.
Because I know MODOC is funding some of their county services through the geothermal up there.
Sure. There is geothermal potential in Siskiyou County.
It's almost like the hydro plant. But it's significant. I was amazed.
I can only imagine what the permitting process and what that would entail to do. Like selling leases. I mean, how does that work? I don't know. But
I don't know that either. It's probably very expensive, but the potential income would be never-ending if they get it running. Mm-hmm. There have been...
tell me who they is.
They would be anybody that decides to put a well in. The Fish and Wildlife Service bored wells in Lower Klamath Lake in Siskiyou County to try to generate, water for the refuge back in the day. Mm-hmm. Found out they had warm water, so they drilled wells to try to generate electricity. But the water that they generated was too cold to do a really good job of generating electricity, so that hasn't progressed. It was warm enough to make electricity, though. So the potential in Siskiyou County is still there. You got to remember, okay, that's Fish and Wildlife, is a federal ground. Medicine Lake is kind of a hard thing. I guess that's a monument, yeah. And a lot of the areas that are probably productive for geothermal are probably in the same kind of status, a little kitchen. Do you have any questions for me or for my chief fiscal officer?
Any questions on the budget? Okay. If not, is there any correspondence?
No correspondence at the clerk's level.
Okay. Any presentation of correspondence? Let's see what else. Or reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies? I'm seeing none. None online? No? Proponents, arguments, and or evidence? Anyone in-house?
Let's see it up there. None in-house.
Anyone online?
None online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence? Anyone in-house? I'm seeing none. Anyone online?
Not online.
This is a time for public comment in the hearing. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online? None?
And nine, if you can't make it out, is rebuttal by proponents.
Yeah. There won't be any rebuttal by proponents or proponents or opponents, since there was no one here. So we'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board. Any further questions? If not, I'm looking for action.
We do have a separate or a different recommended motion.
We have a slight change on the recommended motion.
Okay.
The district's budget is adopted under a different statute than the county's, and I was unavailable, I apologize, to review the agenda packet prior to it getting uploaded. So I did hand Wendy a modified recommended motion. The next action that the board will be taking is to set a public hearing to actually adopt the district's budget in not less than 2 weeks, and the recommended date would be on September 9th. And Wendy, I wrote a formal motion for you to consider.
Yes.
So am I closing the hearing then, or is this going to continue?
This is a separate hearing, so this should be closed.
There's two hearings,
yep.
And it's all pursuant to Health and Safety Code 40131. And so we've concluded the first hearing, which was for the public to comment and to review the budget in detail before the board.
Okay.
And if there's any changes, which I hear that there's none.
Okay. So if you read the recommended motion,
yes.
And then we'll see if we get action on it.
The recommended motion is to set a separate public hearing in not less than 2 weeks from today, and that would be scheduled on September 9, 2025, to adopt the Siskiyou County Air Pollution Control District's fiscal year 2025-2026 budget pursuant to Health and Safety Code Section 40131 et sec.
So moved.
I have a motion. I have a second.
All righty. Director Vella?
Yes.
Director Lucchese?
Yes.
Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Hopsef?
Aye.
All righty.
Okay, we are at item five for minute approval.
There are two different dates, and I've heard no corrections for either one.
Move to approve. I have a motion.
Second.
And a second.
Thank you. Director Vella?
Yay.
Director Lucchese?
Yay.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Kopsef?
Aye. Okay. We're adjourned.
Thank you very much.